This week, we developed to you live a breaking news story.
Molly May and Tommy Fury have called it quits after 5 years.
We get into the newest series of Love is Blind UK.
Kylie Jenner's British Vogue cover.
Plus, Isla breaks down the Olympic breakdancer Ray Gunn's tragic performance.
Oh yeah, and I've got another conspiracy theory. Hello, hello, welcome back to Pop Off Podcast, the podcast where we tell you what's popping off in pop culture this week. That is a mouthful.
Hi.
Hello.
Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and comment down below your thoughts on anything that we speak about this week. We are outside today because it's too hot to sit inside. Yeah. So if you hear planes, birds, atmospheric things around, sorry. If it's an issue, click off. Come back next week because I cannot sit inside right now with a studio light on. And we've also got ourselves a nice crisp glass of wine. So maybe... What? This is live on a Thursday evening. Thursday's new Friday.
Yeah.
Pour yourself a glass of wine with us. Mm-hmm. If it's your commute to work on a Friday morning.
Pour yourself.
Instead of your coffee in your coffee cup, put some wine in your coffee cup. No one will know on the commute. I'm joking. I don't promote alcoholism. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, I just want to touch on something quickly. So this is like only people that watch EastEnders will actually get this. But sorry, EastEnders is so brat. So... one of the kids in EastEnders, she's like 12 years old, and she had a child. And when they were doing like the gender reveal, it came out bright green. Like the cake came out bright green.
Right.
Something must have gone wrong.
Oh, I saw. I saw someone tweet being like, "EastEnders is having a brat."
Yeah, and then she ended up calling her child like Charlie, and like Stacey thought it was after her granddad, but she's like, "No, after Charlie XCX."
Oh yeah. No, I have.
That
seen
is
that.
So brat.
But. I've seen, I thought you said back, not brat. Like, EastEnders is so bad. Because I saw someone tweet, is there a character called Linda who's going for it right now? Someone tweeted something like, there was like some viral tweet being like, the Linda storyline in EastEnders is getting too much now.
Yeah, it is. She's just, I don't know what needs to happen to her, but something. I think she's going to go to like rehab, so she'll be okay.
Okay, that's great to hear.
It's just all after Mick died, to be honest. Anyways. how have you been?
I've been good. We went to a festival this week. We went to see, well, not a festival. I keep calling it a festival. Well, we were discussing, we don't really know. What do you call going to watch a singular DJ set?
Yeah, and which is outside.
Outdoors during the evening.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't call, I guess an event. Mm-hmm. But it felt grander than an event. It was huge.
Yeah.
An event to me is like something at like the Pickle Factory. Small.
Yeah. The like, Pickle Factory. What's that?
Is that not what it's called in East London?
Oh, I don't know. I don't go to East London. Yeah, no, I get that though.
But it was good. It was actually, the music was my type of music when I go, not my type of music that I'll like sit and listen to at home, but if I'm like at one of those like ravey events, that is my type of music because there was words involved and like every few songs was intermittent with a song that you knew the chorus from TikTok. Like, it's 6 in the morning, we're just going. Mm. Or the other ones were like, I can't even think now, but...
let's insert a clip of me on someone's shoulders and nearly dying. Also, I am like the shoulder queen. Like, I like people coming on my shoulders, and then there's always someone else that likes to go on whatever. So Millie said, you can come on my shoulders. I went on her shoulders and I decided to take my hair out and, you know, flip my hair around, and then we went flying into the ground, basically, which was fun. I'm so happy someone got that on camera, though.
Yeah, that's crazy someone got it on camera. Yeah. It was, the crowd was a bit too random for me.
Yeah, it was just so Aussie.
Yeah, and it was like...
it's not that it's random, but it's like, we're not around that enough to be able to...
But also, I would have enjoyed it if it was like a Saturday from 2 p.m, that crowd. Mm. But like, I don't know. Also, the problem with it was, it wasn't cheap. It was £65, and we were there for 2 hours. Yeah.
Were we?
2.5 hours. We got there at 7:30 and left at 10.
Oh, shit.
But, like, that was our fault. We were supposed to leave a lot earlier, but, like...
I feel
like
that was perfect, to be honest.
Yeah, I was literally about to say I couldn't have actually done much more. But I would say, if Fisher's ever playing near you, he's definitely worth going to watch.
Now I want to do, like, the 24 hours in Ibiza and go see Fisher.
Oh, yeah. That keeps coming up on my TikTok. I would genuinely do that.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you don't need a hotel room.
No, literally.
You get the, like, 6 p.m. train.
Train.
You get a 6 p.m. plane and then you get like a 10 a.m. one back.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd probably need a bit earlier than 10.
I might just do. I can't do the whole going from like a club to the airport. Yeah. I've done it before from DC 10. It's hell in that airport.
I feel like as soon as you get to the airport, and do you know what would send me under is the security check?
Yes.
I would be like, I can't, like, you're going to think I am literally crazy right now because I've, like, had no sleep. I'm delirious. I've come straight from a club. I have no bag on me. Like,
it's less them thinking you're crazy. It's when you land in London and you're looking like a rat.
But the thing is, I would pass the fuck out on the plane, hopefully. Mm. And...
I'd love to say the same, but I'll be gunning those fucking wines down.
I'm the type of bitch who can sleep anywhere, though. I pass out.
I can sleep anywhere. Trust me.
I would have done it. Do you know what? I so wish I did it, and I considered doing it, but I talked myself out of it. A, because I couldn't find anyone to go with, and B, the tickets were really expensive. The tickets, I think, were £150.
Oh, wow.
Was the Charlie XCX Boiler Room one in Ibiza. Oh. I really wanted to go to that, but I talked myself out of it. I asked around. I asked like 3 people and everybody was either like, no, I'm busy. No, I don't want to just go for that. Or no, I have work. So I was just like, can't be asked.
Yeah. That would have been lit though.
But that's like something that's worth...
Ask
like,
me, I'm doing nothing.
But that's like something that's worth going, like a specific one-off event. Like I feel like going to specifically Ibiza just for like a residency night. It's like a bit like... Okay, girl, just book the holiday.
No, I get that. I get that. Have you got any festivals coming up?
I was supposed to be. Oh, I need to reply actually about Kate Trinada on Friday. Yeah, I want to go. I do want to go to All Points East, but I've seen all the controversies.
What's the controversies?
Everyone's clashing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But they do that because of crowd control, though.
But also, it's like it's kind of offensive to put Victoria Monet or Thames on earlier than they already are.
Wait, who's clashing?
Victoria Monet, Thames, and
Joy.
Yeah. But, like, it's kind of rude to put Victoria Monet or Thames on at, like, 4 p.m.
Wait, who's on after that, then?
And then it's just Kate Trinada.
Oh.
Only Kate Trinada.
It was, like, last year with Stormzy, innit? It was just Stormzy. Last time Stormzy was on, like, it was pouring with rain. Mm. And I was going around the Ferris wheel and I was watching it. It was so fun.
It was pouring with rain. I took my mum to that.
Did you?
Yeah. I went with me and my mum and Tom, actually. And then Annie, our friend... was also there on her work trip. So it was like, my mum was out with like,
oh, that's so cute. Did you go with the tequila?
Cointreau, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because my mum, there is something about Stormzy's and middle-aged mums. Oh like, my God, middle-aged mums do not play about Stormzy. She was like, I was like, oh, because I think I was going to maybe Beyonce and I was like, oh, I'm going with like a brand, blah, blah, blah. She was like, if you ever find tickets for, I was expecting Harry Styles, like fucking Stevie Nicks. She goes, Stormzy, that is the one artist that you must take me as your plus one. I was like, what? Oh, you had a wedding as well.
Yeah, sorry, I did. I really, really did. Do you know what it was? I missed like the beginning of it. It was my first Muslim wedding as well. And I missed the beginning of it, which is really annoying. Because like, I drove all the way to Nottingham. But anyways, yeah, it was beautiful. It was amazing. And I can't believe someone in our friendship group is married.
Was that your first friend wedding?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying that. This like I've like, been to one. I've not been to a friend wedding.
Yeah, I mean like it's like it was like obviously it was a wedding, but it was like a family like site. It was like going to the like a registry office sort of thing. So it was like that. So it was really personal. It was small. It was lovely. But like this week we're gonna like have fun and like have a party and stuff, which will be cool. Yeah.
That'll be cool.
That'll be cool. I'm doing a 3-day bender, Loki.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Monday, because I'm going to be at Taylor Swift, and that's going to be a massive bender.
Oh, okay, so next week's episode is going to be the Taylor Swift report.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to vlog, guys. Yeah. I've decided, like, this weekend, I'm going to, like, start vlogging.
Okay.
I need to start practicing, though.
Uh-oh.
I know about you.
Hey.
Pop topics of the week. So, first, it's been the end of the Olympics now, closing ceremony, blah, 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 blah.
I cry.
Yeah.
I cry. I don't know what to watch on TV now.
No, honestly, like, do you know what's funny? I was at my friend's the other day and we were just watching the Olympics together and now I just feel like I've just missed the whole Olympics.
Mm.
Like, well, that's such a good thing just to watch, like, with friends.
I had it on all day, every day, like, just in the background. Like, there was something comforting. It's kind of like... how I feel when I listen to the radio. Like, it's something comforting and nostalgic, about, like, this would what would be on in, like, your mum's kitchen when you were, like, sick from school. And also there's something, like, comforting about, like, so many people, not even just the UK globally mm-hmm. also has this on in the background now. Yeah. It's like nice.
It's like, you know, when you
especially
just like
in an age of streaming and social media where like there are very rarities, those things that happen nowadays.
Yeah. You know, like when there's like an advert or something and they like bounce from house to house and it's everyone watching the same thing and what people are doing in their different houses, whether like you're like a family of five or a single parent or this or that, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like all of that is like cute. Like that's, I just feel like I'm in like a TV advert sort of thing, like British Gas or something.
It's
you know?
So British Gas coded.
It is. But anyways, I feel like the taste that everyone left with was the crazy breakdancer.
Yeah, so you explain that because I'm not looped in on the breakdancing gossip.
Right, so there's a breakdancer, her name is Rachel Gunn. She had to compete against 13 people in Australia to become the female breakdancer representing Australia. She is a professor, PhD in breakdancing. She's a professor at a university for breakdancing, all this like intelligent BS about breakdancing, right? And all everything on paper. If you've seen the clips, her name's Reagan. She disgraced the whole of Australia. She did. I'm so passionate about this.
And no, I've done, I have seen videos.
I've done extensive, I've watched the whole thing back to front, front to back, right? And I'm just shocked at the fact that she got to breakdance for Australia. And like the thing is, right, is when you think about this, like, this is a sport that is like, people take seriously. They train their whole lives to do, and for it to finally be in the Olympics is like a massive, massive thing. And for you to then disgrace Australia along with that, did you see the cricket? No, was it cricket or the rower that was asking for coke?
Oh yeah.
So Australia has just basically been disgraced, even though they got loads of medals.
Yeah, I saw that coke thing. That's so embarrassing.
That's so, and you didn't even get the coke.
Oh, that is like having to do the press statement.
Oh. And you didn't win a medal.
How did he get caught? Do we know?
Because the police were standing next to him, more or less.
What, when he was trying to pick up?
Yeah.
Oh. That's
icky. Okay, icky wicky.
But I've seen other clips of other breakdancers who are really good at the Olympics. So I don't understand why was Australia so bad?
So Australia was bad because she became... Oh, I don't know the exact terminology, but she basically came the head of Australian female hip-hop dancery.
So she was the judge of the competition.
She wasn't the judge of the competition, but she was the person that could basically elect the judges, and all her judges were friends.
Right.
So when she competed against these 13 other Australian women, she obviously won.
Right, that makes sense.
So then she got in. But the thing is some conspiracy, some people are like, she done it because now she can write a massive paper about it and blah, 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 blah. But obviously I think she's just done it because she just wanted to be the face. And I just think that's so fucking, yeah. And it's fucking disgraceful because hip hop isn't Australian or white. Okay. And for you to come and not only disgrace Australia and like, the culture of hip hop is just really, really sad when there could have been a whole bunch of other people from Australia that could have represented the country, you know?
And you said it's no longer going to be in the next Olympics.
It's not going to be in the next Olympics. That's and insane. I don't know if that's because of her, but I can imagine it fucking is.
It probably is because of her because she's been so viral, people clowning her.
Yeah.
But and it's like, kind of like, why would they get rid of it? Like, if it was just an event that went down and no one talked about it, they would probably just keep it. Because there's so many events at the Olympics that no one talks about.
Yeah.
But the fact that everybody was clowning it, and it was specifically her they were clowning, is probably her.
Yeah. Nine times out of ten, it's her. So,
eek.
Rachel Gunn.
Reagan. Count your days.
Count your days. And apparently, they want her to, like, pay the money back as well, which is so fair.
My takeaway from the final week of the Olympics was how dreadful that closing ceremony was. A bunch of people in like morph suits jumping through 5 gold hoops for 15 minutes to form the gold 5 rings.
That's a fucking piss take.
It was so
France has
boring.
More culture than the UK as well.
Watching it was so mind-numbingly boring. Again, if there's something I'm missing here, please correct me in the comments. And then the Americans version, because obviously at the end of the opening ceremony, LA are the next ones to do it. So they do like the pass over to LA and LA take over for like the last 10 minutes of the opening ceremony.
Was it that you?
It was so lazy. So
you should do so much when you're from LA as well.
Wait, I feel like someone did perform live in Paris, but now I can't. Oh, her. The singer her performed the national anthem, America's national anthem. Apparently, I mean, there's always been conspiracy theories that she's like some industry plant and her dad's like some really high up music exec. Because there was people being like, why the fuck out of everyone from LA have they chosen her to go and sing the national anthem? But I do kind of disagree with that.
Was she good?
She was. She's an extremely good singer. And she's also like, although she's not like commercially the most successful artist, she has a lot of critical acclaim. Again, could be because her dad's a music exec. But it's not all about, like, especially when the other performers are like Billie Eilish, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, like they were like culturally iconic and relevant people. I think it was quite nice to do someone who isn't as relevant but like has a fantastic voice and critical acclaim to do the national anthem.
Is I always feel like they do get random people to do the national anthem though.
But also there was, I mean, I don't know, there was basically loads of problems with the sound system and she was still playing the guitar but like there was no guitar coming out.
Oh.
So it was either they cut off her like mic to her guitar or she was miming. And then Tom Cruise jumped down from the ceiling. Why are we still using Tom Cruise in 2024?
No, please. That Scientologist needs to get the fuck out of here.
Tom Cruise jumped down from the ceiling and got on a motorbike and like pretended to take the flag to LA. And then we cut to straight live from LA. So everybody was talking about Billie Eilish performing at the opening ceremony, right? Everybody was like, oh, Billie Eilish is going to sing Birds of a Feather at like the opening ceremony, thinking that it was going to be in the Paris Arena. She was on some decking on a beach in LA, not even singing live. When we did the Passover in the 2008 Beijing closing ceremony, Leona Lewis was in that stadium on the top of a fucking double-decker bus singing her heart out live, right? Yeah. Billie Eilish stands there on some decking in LA. And the way she didn't even try to make it look like she wasn't miming, her microphone was like down here. And she was going like, it was so pathetic, but also I kind of admire the fact she didn't even attempt to make it look like it was live.
That's like LA though, it's fake, isn't it?
So yeah, but I was Snoop Dogg's performance was so good, and actually the Red Hot Chili Peppers performed as well, and they were really good. And I'm sad for Billie, but yeah, like she was a letdown. But that was my rant about the closing ceremony. Sorry, and I just hope LA fucking.
Her mic is literally.
And it's like all like okay, yeah, you might sing with your mic down there, but it was all the same level, like the whole performance, no matter where the microphone was. And then again, they had a problem with the sound system. Like her backing track from another part started playing over her, which only further makes me believe she was miming. I just hope you have 4 years to sort your shit out, LA, Paris. To all its faults, did a pretty good job at keeping me entertained. So you better pull out your stops because I'm considering going to on holiday.
I think
holiday
it's just
going to
be ruined in LA. Though.
I know. It's not Olympics. It just doesn't feel very LA, does it?
It's not LA, is it?
LA, no.
It should have done San Francisco, you know. I feel like that's more, that like Olympics is more traditional. San Francisco is old. It's, you know.
Yeah, San Francisco, like the 2028 San Francisco Olympic Games sounds right.
Yeah.
Like, well,
can I just change it?
Yeah.
Position to change?
Benefit Cosmetics is from San Francisco. I always remember.
Oh my God, they so could have been sponsored by Benefit Cosmetics.
I found it very interesting. This year's sponsor was, actually, I don't know if it's every year, but the sponsor is like LVMH and all the metal, like boxes of Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm. I think that was probably just...
because it's Paris, yeah. Speaking of fashion, high fashion, Kylie Jenner is this, or September's issues, fashion issue. Because I think it's a specific fashion issue.
Oh, okay.
Kylie Jenner is gracing the cover of British Vogue. It's definitely her first. I'm pretty sure for British Vogue, first Kardashian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
American Vogue, they've done multiple covers, but I'm pretty sure she's the first.
For the British.
British. Because famously, okay. Anna Wintour really likes them, but
really?
Over in Britain, they were never at the front. And a lot of people had stuff to say because it's like, she's not British. Like, why? Like, yeah, put her on the front of American Vogue. Like, why? She doesn't need the press. She's not, like, an up-and-coming, interesting person. She doesn't need a British Vogue cover. Mm-hmm. We should be highlighting British talent.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree.
Yeah, I think we can't just stick to the UK, Britain.
But it's also, like, she is one of the most famous people on the planet. Yeah. I know people don't like her. I know people think she's tacky. I know she's problematic. I know she has a whole list of reasons why people think she shouldn't be, like, held to the standard and have the honour of being on the cover of British Vogue. She's very famous and will sell copies for them. I'm going to buy it. I think the cover's interesting. And I really like, I don't know if you've seen the social promo they did for it. Like, she tried British high tea.
Yeah.
And it was, like, Kylie Jenner trying a fucking coronation chicken sandwich. Like, I thought that was fucking genius.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute.
I haven't actually watched that yet. You know when you save it because you need the perfect bright, like, toilet time to watch it?
Yeah, or, like, eating with a meal.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that the kids were involved. The kids are in the shoot. Yeah, it's really sweet. She said in the interview that she never used Ozempic and that people were being hard on her because, like, she has had two kids and the weight gain was from that and she just tried to naturally lose it after.
Okay. Dot.
I would love to believe her, but if you are willing to go through how many BBLs and how many lipos and how many dropping fat in and out of your body, I do not doubt for one second that you would be afraid to dabble in Ozempic or Wegovy.
I doubt I doubt she's probably done Ozempic. That's way too low class for her.
No, but back in, like, when she started the weight loss, that was like up.
Do you think? I don't know. Like,
I'm sure they have the money and access to the craziest surgeons that it will be some fucked up, like, thing that none of us have even heard of.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
So she can easily sit there in a British Vogue interview and go, Ozempic? No.
No, literally. That's what I'm thinking. It's probably something like weird, like, so LA and Hollywood that we would never even fucking know.
But I mean, the family, more specifically, not her specifically. The way Kim Kardashian dropped that weight for the Met Gala was not obviously in a natural or human way. Mm. There was obviously factors in play there to, like, they just will definitely have access to the most insane surgeons, mm-hmm. and will probably never know what the extent of their medical procedures that have gone into their body.
I would love to see her medical history.
And I also kind of think, like, I don't really care. I do understand that, like, people want to critique them for, like, giving unrealistic beauty standards, but it's like, they are some of the richest people on the planet. To me, I don't look at them and think they're a realistic beauty standard.
No, neither.
Like, I don't look at them and think, oh, if Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian can look like that, like, why can't I? Like, it's not realistic because they're billionaires.
Yeah, literally.
Like, it's very different.
Their bodies are as realistic as their fucking bank accounts. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's...
And I also just think, like, they have such an extensive history of medical procedures. Like, you wouldn't want it to be realistic. Like, you, and also they're very open with the fact that, sure, they'll sit there and go, Kylie Jenner will say, I didn't have a lip filler until I was 18, or when her lips obviously didn't, stuff like that. But they lie knowing that you know that it's a lie. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Like, they're getting traction, darling.
Yeah. They're smart. Cookies. Mm-hmm. Chris and all them. The most recent trend, it seems that Brat Summer is over and Demure Fall, the Americans are calling it, are in.
Oh, is it Demure Fall? I was calling it Demure Summer.
Well, people are saying Demure Summer. People are saying, oh, now Brat Summer's coming to the end. Because, like, American summer starts to end now.
Oh, okay.
Because they go back to school, like, mid and, like, college in mid-August and stuff. Okay. So the original TikTok came from a TikTok account called Julie Annie. I believe her name is Jules LeBron. And she basically was just like, you see how I'm going to work? Very demure, very cute, very mindful. Like, it was funny, I thought the original video was. And I think she's really funny. And I think she deserves all the credit, which she is getting, and deserves to, like, make this into, like, a funny career. Mm-hmm. I just hate how fast the internet recycles things and churns things out to make it not funny anymore. Like, oh, fast. Like, why am I seeing, like, I kind of relate to, like, the Brat Summer thing we talked about two episodes back, where it's like, why am I seeing corporate brands already ruining a really niche internet joke?
Yeah.
Like, you should be saying very demure, very mindful in 3 months' time.
Yeah.
Why are we are you so caught up already?
Yeah. Like, it's because they've got the young interns, the Gen Z interns working for them.
I know.
That's
it
why.
Is.
And they're just so, like, the Olympics and, like, the like, even, like, Paralympics, like, all of that. Like, they're so caught up. They're so just on it with everything. And mm-hmm. it's just, can you just, like,
give us something?
No, right? And also, like, I'm happy that you guys are getting the jobs and stuff, but, like, can we just, you know,
if you are listening and you're one of the Gen Z interns, up there at corporate's not going to know if you, like, tell them in a month's time,
yeah,
hey guys, look at this trend. Like, you don't need to be on it. But I mean, it's kind of stuck now, so.
Wait, who's used it? What corporate?
Just like, I see just like magazines and like, like.
Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah, probably soon it's going to be, oh, what's demure meaning on social media? Fucking bitch. I hate her.
Do you? I feel like every Scottish person hates her.
Well, she like avoided tax for ages and then like claims that like any money she makes from Lorraine doesn't count towards, it's not this specifically, but she did something like, she says that the character she plays on, no, the person that she is on TV is her playing a character. Okay. So therefore the money that she earns through Lorraine doesn't count to her personal bank account because it's not her personal, like, it's so
that sounds like something Martha would say.
And then like, she also says like, that Oh my God, you fucking saying Martha just reminded me. I never brought this up on the podcast. So, you know how the original, the actual real life baby reindeer Martha is suing Netflix and Richard Gadd? Yeah. So in the court case, Netflix have had to admit that the real life Martha, as in Fiona Harvey, I believe her name is, has never been charged for any crime ever.
It's mad.
She's never been charged for stalking, for harassment. She has never had a police charge. And Netflix made that up for like a climax of a storyline at the end of plot point, which gives her so much ground in court, because the whole issue of surrounding this was that the selling point of the show was this isn't based on a true story. This is a true story. Yeah. That was the whole selling point of the show. She is suing Netflix and Richard Gadd for 180 or maybe even 380. It's either 180 or $380 million.
Yeah.
And I kind of want her to win. I don't think she's a good person, but I just think that Netflix and Richard Gadd, I mean, I think we said it before, have no fucking morals to make her so easily findable and then say it's completely based on a true story when she actually never was charged on anything and has literally fucked up her life when she's already clearly mentally ill. So I can't even imagine how much like worse that has made that.
I wonder what she's doing day to day. Like, what's she up to today? I want her to have a Snapchat. You
know? Oh my
I
God, if she had a Snapchat, she'd be making money as well. Ooh. Like, the amount of viewers... I should be her fucking manager.
Yeah.
Like, we
should be so many people's managers on the
face. She would make so much money on Snapchat. That's genius. You should message her.
Should I? Should I message her?
Say you take 20% cut. Like, the final pop topic that we were going to speak about is Skye Jackson from Jessie fame has been arrested for an alleged
battery.
What's the word? Battery. For hitting her boyfriend in the streets, wasn't it? And also, apparently, in the police case, it says that she's pregnant.
Yeah, no, she...
But she hasn't announced that, I don't think. Right, okay. So everyone was like, wait, what?
I'm just so used to seeing her underneath everyone's TikTok.
Yeah, well, there's that whole thing that she... she said that she was giving away a MacBook, but she was like, you have to send me $5 to enter the giveaway. Everybody was like, the Disney money ran out that fast, huh? But bless her, I think she was doing like a raffle.
Oh, yeah, but like, you just enter your name for a raffle, don't you?
Yeah, I know, but everybody, like, I just think that, like...
She's trying to earn profit on the
MacBook. Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's not another case of, like, Disney stars, like, being exposed to too much too young.
I know, because her boyfriend is looking like Disney stars being exposed to too
much
too young.
Yeah, and we know so much about how that industry... Nowadays, we know so much about how that industry, like, really fucks up with young kids' brains when they're, like, exposed to that amount of adult power and adult responsibilities at that young of an age, which they shouldn't be. So I hope it's not another case of that.
I'm actually going to watch this when I get home, Hannah Montana, but did you see... Miley Cyrus's day in the life of what she had to do when she was like on Hannah Montana.
Oh, was that in the like Vogue outfits thing? Yeah. I think I did.
It was like
that.
A 12-hour day or 13-hour day or even a 13 to 15-hour day.
It was insane.
Started at like 5:30 a.m. to like 7:30 a.m. I don't know, do the math. That's like 15 hours. Interviews, press, this, everything in all in one day. Yeah. This wasn't a filming day, by the way.
I watched a YouTube video. I can't think whose YouTube video it was now, but they detailed the Miley Cyrus stuff. Like, when she was 12 years old, she did something like a 48-date world tour in like 60 days. Like, when she was 12 years old on stage every night, into arenas.
That's mental.
They overworked her. And also, in the first like 3 seasons, the loyalties were so bad. She like made like a $2,000 an episode, and like it was Disney's most successful show ever, and she only got like 10% of all merchandise, and there was merchandise for like lunchboxes, towels,
everything.
Like everything you could fucking imagine, like to the point they just superimposed her face onto body doubles and like stuck it on anything. Like the way, I think it might have been on a YouTube account called Deep Dived. And it's a really interesting video. It goes into all the details about like her Disney contracts and how much she worked and all that kind of stuff. But she also was announced this week, not announced, she officially got her title into the Disney Hall of Fame as the youngest entry ever.
Do you remember a video of Lindsay Lohan trying to adopt a kid?
Yes, on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Because everyone's getting onto her again, but I can't remember why. I just saw it on Twitter. And then someone posted the video. I'm going to try to find it.
It is. She was on Instagram Live and she went over. There was this, I think she thought they were homeless, but they actually weren't homeless. And I think she thought she was trying to help to take the kid away and save the kid. Like,
yeah. No, she was, because she was like, do you need a hotel room?
Yeah. And then the woman was like, what the fuck are you doing with my kid? Get the fuck away, you fucking stranger freak.
Yeah. She did not know who the fuck Lindsay Lohan was.
Lindsay Lohan's.
So you're gone.
What?
Oh, no, I was going to say something, but I didn't.
Lindsay Lohan's life is crazy. Yeah. And I need a biopic on it.
Yes.
All the information is so public as well, which kind of like takes away from it, because there'll be no shocking turn of events. She's one of the most fascinating humans ever. Even down to she was a menace as a late teen. Her and Hilary Duff's beef is crazy. And then the fact that she had lived in hotels, the Chateau Marmont kicked her out of the room because she just wasn't paying. She was living in a penthouse for months. And then when she got kicked out, the room service lady found a fucking shag list written down. The names on it, wait, let me find it. The names on it are crazy.
Really?
Let me find it.
Do you notice anything different about my face?
Eyebrows?
Yeah. I thinned them out.
Okay, so these were the names on Lindsay Lohan's shag list. Ashton Kutcher, Ryan Phillippe, Evan Peters, Danny Cipriani, as in the England rugby player, and also Maggio Cipriani, I'm assuming they're fucking related, Jamie Dornan, Justin Timberlake, Colin Farrell, Heath Ledger, Ryan Roman, Max George from The Wanted, Adam Levine, I think those are all the names we'll know, James Franco.
Oh, okay, James Franco.
Her list is crazy. And fucking good on her. If I was famous and rich like that and had the access,
I would so have James Franco on my fucking
like
list.
Every single person I just named, I would.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a break right here and we'll be back after the break to discuss the world's biggest breakup ever and the new season of Love is Blind UK.
Okay, hello, welcome back. So, we actually started this podcast later today, and thankfully we did, because there was a massive, massive revelation.
We are reporting live from the scene. Pop-up Podcast is bringing you breaking news. The story unfolds as we say.
Literally. And it's your outfit as well. It's so, it's giving.
Breaking news.
Molly May and Tommy Fury have broken up. Did everyone hear that? Molly May.
I knew this day was coming. I knew they weren't together forever. I knew at some point this news was going to break me. I just didn't expect it on a random Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 p.m.
Not
from an Instagram
all.
Story. Like, the way I was literally sat in this living room here filming a video about Love Island, and Tom comes through and goes, Molly May and Tommy are broken up. And I'm like, shut up, I'm trying to fucking work. He's like, no, I'm being serious. I check my phone, 6 separate group chats up, blowing the fuck up. Like, this was breaking news.
I sent it to everyone. I even sent it to my boyfriend, and he was like, no fucking way. He was like, what do you think happened?
Shall we read her statement out?
Yeah.
Word for word.
And then we'll read Tommy's out.
Yeah, because Tommy now has also made one. Because we would have actually finished recording, and the time we typically record, this news would have come out.
I would have driven
20
back.
20 minutes later.
Yeah.
And we were literally sat today being like, not much has happened this week. What should we talk about this week?
And let me and also, Molly May released her statement before Tommy. Which is very critical, by the way.
On a black screen on Instagram. That's when you know it's serious. This is Molly May, by the way. Never in a million years did I think I'd ever have to write this. After 5 years of being together, I never imagined our story would end, especially not this way. Let me emphasize, especially not this way. I am extremely upset to announce that mine and Tommy's relationship has come to an end. I will forever be grateful for the most important thing to me now and always, my beautiful daughter. Without us, there would be no her. She will always be my priority. I want to thank you all for the love you have shown us over the last 5 years. You have all been a part of our journey, and I feel it's right to share this with you all. Whilst I attempt to navigate the coming days and weeks, please kindly respect my privacy over this difficult time. I'll be back when it feels right. Molly May.
Sorry, Molly May, we're not respecting your privacy.
Tommy Fury's statement, which was, that was 1557. An hour later, Tommy Fury posted this. I am heartbroken to share that Molly and I have decided to end. Bitch, you're not the one sharing it. We've all seen it. I am heartbroken to share that Molly and I have decided to end our relationship. The past 5 years have led us to having our beautiful baby girl, Bambi, and I will forever be thankful to Molly for making me a dad. Bambi is our priority. Please respect our privacy and our family's privacy as we navigate our way through this difficult time. That is ever a guilty man.
A guilty man.
The contrast of statements, the fact Molly went first, the fact she said never expected our journey to end in this way.
It's like she found out today. It's like she found out an hour ago.
But that woman must have been knowing that that man was cheating. I have no specific evidence. Like, I'm not, like, trying to be, like, some elusive insider being like, she should know. Bitch, I don't fucking know. But the way that man behaves in clubs, the way that those multiple videos about there, the way that that man has just not been there for the child, has not been there for her, like, he is out on the club while she is at fucking home taking care of a newborn baby.
They're just so polar opposite. And it's not polar opposite where it's like they like doing
my favorite
like
color is pink, yours is yellow.
Yeah, exactly. Or like she likes going out, for example. Like, he goes out, she doesn't go out. She never drank. She doesn't really drink. Like, partying's not her thing. Uh-huh. She's about her business. She makes her money. And I don't think he would even be where he is if it wasn't for her.
No fucking way. No way. Way. And people can say in the comments, like, he's Tyson Fury's brother, bitch. He's Molly May's ex-fiance.
And also the Furies, I wouldn't even know who the fuck they are if it wasn't for her. I'll be so real.
I didn't even fucking think this until I saw someone say, they're filming like an Amazon Prime reality show like the Kardashians.
Is that what's coming out in September that she said a massive project? Oh my God, it better be in this.
I know, that's all I could think. I mean, that's all I could think. I literally forgot about it. But like, when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, is this going to be...
Was that leaked? Because
I think she's just very recently announced it.
Because she said something, oh, it's going to be announced. I've got a massive thing coming up. It's going to be announced in September.
I'm sure it's on Amazon Prime. I can't have made this up. Oh no, apparently it was supposed to document their wedding. So they probably just started filming it.
Only what did you do?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation. Everyone is obviously assuming he's cheated. My theory is, and I don't like speculating on people's relationships, but kind of when you're that famous, what do you expect? I think she knows he's cheated. I think she knows he's cheated in the past. I don't think you can watch those videos and then not be snooping on his social media like crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think she gave him an ultimatum being like, you need to fucking shape the fuck up before we get married because I'm at home looking after a baby on my own and you're out in like literal videos of you with Chris Brown in like random clubs in Leeds off your face while I'm sat at home with the baby. So like, I think she gave him an ultimatum and she heard when that he was cheating again and she was like, we're not doing this. Yeah. I'm not legally getting binded to you.
Yeah,
that's my theory.
But all I can think about is who she's going to be with next.
I think she'll go for not someone famous, but like a rich as fuck businessman. Like some white middle class, no, upper class. Like, I don't think like a socialite like comes from money, but I think like a type of like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like a got rich quick from like some random finance thing.
Do you think that? I feel like it would be more, I think it would be more.
You think old money?
I don't think old money at all, but I think like, sort of like parents had money. Because like she didn't come from money, but she came from an okay background. I wouldn't say like, you know, I mean, it's a bit, I don't know how people are going to take this, but you know, you get those men and it's like, you know, like their mum was a single mom and da 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 da, and then they're like millionaires. I don't think she'll be with someone like that. I think it'll be someone where they've come from a good, not, that's better, but like, a healthier background and made their money, so they're not, it's not from a toxic place.
Right, I get that. I feel like when I say got money fast from business, I mean like an entrepreneur.
Yeah,
but like he's kind of gotten really
so specific.
But like he's gotten like really arrogant. No, I can, because I'm picturing the person in my head. I've met so many of them, but he's like got really cocky and arrogant because like he started something when he was like 16 and it blew the fuck up. And now
I feel
he's
like
so rich.
He'll be humble.
I can't see it for her.
Really? I feel like it will be someone like super humble, super like chilled, like mousy brown hair, just like a little mouse, but really rich.
I would hope that for her, but I don't know.
Plays golf, you know, that's the only sport that he does.
Also, the other thing which I tweeted, well, a tweet literally went viral 2 days ago being like, I'm bored of Molly May in her soft era. I need her back in her chav era. Like she fucking served in it. Yeah. And she did, she served looks. And then literally 2 days later, they break up. I then tweeted, I was like, she needs to go back to this era instantly, because I know she has some nasty revenge looks planned. The soft life babe isn't kicking it for revenge.
It's not.
I found this picture of her at a PLT event with slick back hair, pleather leopard print blazer dress with pleather leopard print over the knee boots. I need cunt like that.
Yeah.
Like, I need, this bitch is fucking cunt.
Back.
Like, I need it. I need the Lulabelle's ponytail, not this, like, little slick back cutesy bun with minimal jewelry. I need hoops and a Lulabelle's ponytail.
You don't want any demure. It's not a demure fall for you,
Molly. We need the revenge Molly May.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, because it has been a bit like the leather. Baby. Or, like, the leather, like, Zara jackets. Yeah. And, like, you know, and cute, like, and, like, teddy bears, like, and full, yeah, stops and cozy. And you know,
beige knit tracksuits.
And all of that stuff. Like, no, babe.
I want the bitch outside. Anyway, we hope you're okay, Molly May. We love you. We're fans of you here at the podcast. Do. And as much as you need to take your time, maybe do a tell-all Q&A. You'd break the internet.
You would.
And I know you don't need the money, but we'd all be interested. And you know everyone's going to be on your side.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One... You could say you cheated and I'll be on your side.
Literally. Like, you... ever since she did that interview, like, at Tommy's boxing match, where she was like, it's like... Do you remember the interview she did? I think we spoke, and she was like, it's kind of hard because, like, I'm pregnant on my own and Tommy's never in. And there was an article that got released, like, a few weeks, maybe, like, a month ago, which basically said that Molly May was looking after the baby on her own because Tommy had decided to narrate an audiobook was spending all his time doing that, not with the kid. You have to be so... I mean, he is dumb, but, like, you have to be so dumb to A, fumble the bag of Molly May, and B, cheat on such a publicly loved relationship. Like, just end it. And I know there's kids and engagement involved, and it kind of is your career to be in it. But if you really want to cheat that bad and you can't suck it up, you need to end it, because no one is ever going to be on your side if you have cheated.
And you'll literally just be nothing, because who gives a fuck?
And
about
you're, and you will now be remembered as the person who cheated on Molly May.
Like, remember that. Mr. I cheated on Molly May.
This is all hopeful. Not hopefully alleged. I meant alleged. Like, that was the most passive aggressive breakup statement.
Off,
yeah, but only by, like, Fran. Her manager, Fran. But, like, that, like, was a passive aggressive breakup statement. Hope you're well, Moles. Hope Ellie Belly's well.
Yeah, Ellie Belly. Yeah.
And Bambi.
And Bambi, of course.
Okay, finally on today's episode, we need to get into Lovers Blind UK. We spoke about that it was coming, and it's come. I've only watched the first four episodes. Isla's caught up to date. So we're only going to talk about the first four episodes, which is the pods. It fucking delivered.
Yeah,
I take back everything that I said and the criticism I had for it. Mm-hmm. It has been, thus far, entertaining me.
And it's been, like, the perfect amount of cringe where my boyfriend's just had to walk out of the room and just sit in another room and can't bear it. And that was mainly because of Sam.
I saw on TikTok, before we get onto the specific couples in Love Island Blind, Love is Blind UK specifically. So, I've always thought watching the show, I'm like, how out of, like, there's, like, 20 girls, 20 guys. Mm. And I'm always like, how have only five couples formed? Like, even if you weren't really feeling it, if you're desperate enough,
force it.
Yeah, if you're desperate enough to go on the Netflix show, you're desperate enough to just force the relationship to carry on. Apparently, pretty much everybody gets into a couple, and pretty much everyone forms a couple, but then the producers decide 5 to 6 couples to go on honeymoon and cut
so
the rest.
Sense. Because literally, like, come on, like, everyone's gonna fake it.
Yeah, because I was like, I was like, I get it, like. 5 real relationships forming out of 40 or 20 potentials makes sense realistically in the real world. But this isn't the real world. This is a Netflix reality show which people have gone on to be famous. So everyone would surely be forcing a relationship. And it makes so much sense because I always found that so confusing.
Yeah.
But apparently they just put the...
I think 6 would do, though. 5 is a bit too little. Like, when they had their little, like... thing. It was like not enough.
They pick the people, they pick a half mix of people who they think are the strongest connection and will last to the end, and a mix of people who will not last to an end, and like they kind of just weed out the A, fake people, and B, the ones who are like kind of boring.
Yeah, I wonder how they weed them out though.
I know.
What do they talk about? What questions
imagine
do they
also
ask?
Getting the call being like, so you're not going on your honeymoon.
Sorry,
your,
you're not going to
your
Greece.
Your story is ending here. Okay, but let's get into Love is Blind. The men are hot. Way hotter than the American version.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the guy... Was he called Ollie?
The mixed race guy.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. The Freddy guy, Wow.
Which one's Freddie? The one with the Catherine girl.
Mancunian big body.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Muscly body.
And also, I know he's kind of older but and 38, but like that Tom guy's kind of hot as well.
But also the guy that's with the Irish girl, he's quite good looking, I think.
Yeah. I think he's okay. He's not like my most like up there, but...
But he's still like okay for the okay.
And there was a lot from the pods who like I briefly saw for a second and was like,
Yeah.
Also, the one thing I do like about Love is Blind is it's a show, it's a reality show about marriage with age appropriate people contestants.
For
it's
marriage.
Not like Married at Fucking First Sight where it's like 23 and 25. You're not supposed to be getting married. The show is not for you. Mm-hmm. Why are you casting these people? I will say Love is Blind always casts like in the 30s, which is obviously an appropriate age. Mm-hmm. Main thoughts
would be so obviously Nicole fumbled her bag, but she did unfumble the bag, basically.
Well, to give context. Oh, yeah.
So she was coupled. So it seemed like she was going to go. This is a spoiler, by the way. It seemed like she was going to go with someone called Benaiah. And Benaiah was like, you know, one of those kind of like hippie white guys, long hair. We called him homeless because he actually is fucking homeless. But like trendy people will say that he's like a vagabond or whatever. And then there was also like a fuckboy called Sam. And Sam's giving, you know, Made in Chelsea sort of vibes. Thinks he's a shit. Had a nose job. No one really understands why. Ended up going with the fuckboy. And she's basically said that she's not feeling the fuckboy. I don't know what conversation they must have had.
Well, what happened from the episode, I she was in two minds. But what was his name? Benaiah?
Benaiah, yeah.
Benaiah was like being more real about his feelings, so he was going at a slower pace. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't think you're being serious because you're not showing me the seriousness of marriage, which I get in the moment you might think that, but surely you would think the other way around.
Yeah.
And the other guy, the fuck guy, who was obviously just there for fame and to form a connection, because remember, he got rejected by someone else first and he threw a wine glass on the floor and then had to go for a second option, was then like, I love you, like, blah, 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 which is very obvious. But there was a clip where in the male living quarters, when they're not in the pods, she said a comment being like, I hope you'll be able to pick me up when we meet. And he was like to the other guys, he was like, oh, like she said a comment being like, she might be fat. And he was like, I don't mind a little bit of meat on a girl, but I hope she's not absolutely fat. And then Benaiah went to her and was like, I think that this guy is here for the wrong reasons. And I feel like it's necessary for me to try and protect you and let you know this. She didn't listen. She still went for the fuckboy.
Mm-hmm. Benaiah was definitely told by the producers to do that, though. Mm. A million percent.
I don't know if he's a morally right guy.
No, because you know why I know, yeah? It's because the way that he reacted when he was in the pod and he stood up and then he, like, turned around as if, like, the producer or something was behind him, like, stressed the fuck out. Like, he's like, this isn't me. Like, this isn't what I do. Like, talking about, like, you know, like, being, like, stressed about having to, like, say something. You know when you're so stressed, like, someone's told you to... Not everyone's been in the position of being, you know, on reality TV, but like when someone's like telling you to say something, like, and you have to say it, like, you kind of like, you're just a bit like, it just wasn't given him.
Yeah. The last thing about this is the fact that even when eventually Nicole and, did you say his name was Sam?
Yeah.
Eventually met to get married at the end, he didn't even know what was the correct finger to put it on.
I know.
And she had to put her own ring on the finger.
And she still put it on the wrong finger.
Like, come on, girl. The signs, the red flags are flying.
And he was really tall. I wasn't expecting him to be that tall.
I cannot believe, sorry, there was a whole plot storyline about Cirque. The fact that she was like, that girl was like, oh, like I go out to Ivy Asia recently and then I went to Cirque with my girls. And he was like, I don't like girls who go to Cirque. This is a Netflix fucking reality show.
No, but he was like, you won't really catch me at those clubs. Like, da, da, da.
He said, you would catch me at those clubs. And I know the type of girls I pick up at those clubs. And I don't want to be with those type of girls who are at the club.
That was Ollie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He gives that such that energy. And I feel really my heart goes out.
I don't think he doesn't give that energy. He gives. I've been to Cirque once and I'll never go back. But he knows all the shit that goes on. I don't feel like he can afford Cirque.
Oh no, I meant. sorry. I meant he gives off the energy like he would want to go to those clubs, but view girls who go to those clubs as gross.
Right, yeah.
Like that misogynistic double standard energy.
Yeah.
They say like, and there was a guy on Love Island USA. They played a game which was actually a really interesting game. where they had to reveal their body counts and then reveal what they would want their partner's body counts to be. Mm. And there was this guy called Koi. All you need to know is his personality trait was a 6'8" man who had a chihuahua. Like, you know he's a cunt. And his body count was 150, but he wanted his girl's body count to be under 10.
Right, there you go.
It, he, like, Ollie that. Gives very much yeah. that energy. But
well,
the
when
fact,
you watch this episode, like, you'll see.
And the fact that then she was, like, in the pods being like, he said that he doesn't like guys who go to Cirque. I'm like, how is this a Netflix show?
Yeah.
This is, like something, like, a podcast would speak about.
And why is that all going to Cirque?
I did also think that. And I know that's really bad to say, but I was
I'm
like,
sorry, it's true.
Why?
The table. Yeah, like, I know
why
you're not.
Are you over the age of 30 going to out to Ivy Asia and then Cirque?
Ivy Asia, yeah, I get that because, like, who else is going to Ivy Asia? Like, you.
I think the Ivy Asia food's kind of good. I just think Ivy Asia to me is, like, actually, like, younger, like,
but
really young energy. Like, 18-year-olds go there for that 18th
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, it's either 18-year-olds or over, or, like, 40-year-olds that want to, like, explore being young again.
Yeah.
Did you see that woman that fell in the pool also? Were you there when at Shoreditch House?
No, I think I must have left by then.
Did you not see that older lady that was, like, walking around and, like, she was, like, talking to everyone?
I don't think so. I left at one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she fell in the pool and then jumped back in and got out. And it was very, like, why is your mum here?
I've seen multiple people, like...
Yeah, but your mother, though.
Yeah,
someone's mother.
Like, that old's really embarrassing. No, oh, God, I feel like I shouldn't say my favourite couple that I'm rooting for as Love Island UK is Tom and Maria. I think they're really sweet. I think Maria seems really, really cute and, like... I just found her, like, I do find, and I think it's more compelling viewing when it comes from a British person, like, when they're, like, quite vulnerable, and they're, like, speaking about, like, a family member who's passed away, or there was a girl who's opening up about having PCOS, and, like, her worries about fertility. Like,
oh, is that what people call it? PCOS?
Oh.
And that must be an American thing.
Yeah. Like, I find it quite sweet that, like, they feel comfortable, like, the essence of feeling comfortable enough with someone you don't know to open up about that is nice. But I do think that, like, the pod episodes could be condensed to one episode.
Yeah. Like
or maybe two. One's yeah, pushing two. It. Two. We don't need four episodes of the pods. I just think that, like, yeah.
I don't really think the casting is the great, is the best for the next section. Like,
yeah.
Now, upon, like, watching it, I don't feel like the people are strong enough. Maybe I'll get proven wrong in the second episode of the next section, but, like, it's not really giving, like, there's just something about the American one that I just can't put my finger on. That just gives it more substance. I feel like this is very, like, pushing onto, like, people trying to have an issue with stuff. And one of the couples, I get it, but I just feel like there could be more drama, you know? But I am a feeder for more drama, so
that's interesting.
Maybe
you
I'm
say
that,
that
shit.
Because I found that the same when I tried to watch Buying London.
Oh,
that
okay,
it was,
yeah.
like, British people trying to make an issue out of nothing and trying to be American, like, Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
So maybe it's to do with Netflix producing.
Yeah, it is, 100%, because they're being told what to have an issue with, you know?
Mm.
But we'll see, though. Things can unravel.
Yeah, I haven't watched the current drop, like, the latest drop, so I will watch that and report back next week. Make sure everyone listening does your homework and catches up so you can move on with conversations.
And then the final section will be released, which will be the weddings on the 21st. Also, Emily in Paris is back on tomorrow.
Are you an Emily in Paris fan?
I feel like we spoke about this when I went round and done the Emily in Paris tour.
Oh, yeah. That's so surprising to me.
Really? I love it. It's just my comfort show and I'm going to watch it in literally like a couple minutes. I hate that. Do you watch it?
No, never watched an episode.
I feel like you'd love it.
I don't think I would.
You would. There's just so much to it, you know?
Mm.
And Millie, like, Lily Collins, Phil Collins' daughter, is amazing.
And Lucian Lavin's Court's in it.
He's apparently really weird and wrong.
Yeah, I've heard.
Wait, have you seen, do you know, basically, one of our friends was, like, on the train with him and, like, just, like, bumped into him and, like, he was really, really, really drunk. And, like, he was just, like, falling all over the place and stuff like that. And it's just, like,
I
as an older person, like, and then, like, they got off at the same stop and he was literally, she had to, like, call a cab for him and everything.
I know there was someone I know who was at an event and he was, like, flirting with her while his girlfriend was sat, like, over there. But, like, him and his girlfriend getting a kick out of it. Like, and I've also heard that he, like, lives on, like, an island with no, like, anything for, like, a month. Anyway, before we get sued, and also it looks like it's about to rain, should we do what's popping?
Yeah, let's... Wait, did we not... Oh, right, yeah.
I've
got mine!
Oh, really?
Yeah!
What?
My song.
What is
Addison
it?
Addison Rae. Time!
Yes! She's finally converted!
That song has me in a choke. I've listened to it. All the views that came in today were all from me, okay?
Wait, I can't believe it. I've been saying Addison Rae's and you're going to go up and you've not been listening.
I know, but like, it's just been on my TikTok and I was like, that cannot be Addison Rae. I just kept seeing like Diet Pepsi, and I was like, what's all this Diet fucking Pepsi?
Have you watched the music video?
No, I need to watch it. Is it sexy?
So, it's kind of like sexy, but like, she's kind of goofy in it, but like, it's like, just gets it. And yeah. Like, Mel Ottenberg, who's Rihanna's stylist and responsible for pretty much all of Rihanna's most iconic looks, is like her, not mentor's the wrong word, but like, I'm pretty sure he did the whole music video.
Okay.
And like she has such a good team around her to assemble like what is good. But yeah, the song is so good.
Yeah, so good. It's, please stream it.
It's so like August coded.
It is so August coded. It's so sexy August, sad girl, happy girl.
But like, yeah,
it's, like it's, anyone can appreciate and enjoy it, whether you've just broken up with someone, whether you're about to get with someone, whether you're about to have sex, whether you're about to like,
it's like
have
you
an orgasm.
Driving in the car with windows down as the sunset. Like it's the slow summer song. Like,
yeah,
it's, like you know how slow songs are traditionally wintery. Like that. This is like this August summer.
But
song.
Yeah, exactly, it's just getting into the perfect time, like August, going into September, like we're slowing down. Carnival's about to come, and then after Carnival, we're going to slow down and we're going to get back to reality, even though everyone's probably been in reality.
My What's Poppin' is a song by Tasha without the A, so like Tisha, and Rose Grey. It's called Girls. It's just fun. I've also been listening to a lot of Lil Uzi Vert.
I feel this like, is a strange.
I've been like, really to... like listening to it, like, hey, yay, when I'm driving in the car. Like,
yeah, that... but he is like for everyone though. I feel like he's for the girls, the guys, the gays.
He really is for everyone.
Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, before we get poured on, where can the people find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla. You can find me on YouTube, which I'll be posting on. Please, can you dedicate your life to this? And Instagram at Isla Lobo.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also find the Pop Off Podcast on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. You can listen to the episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you can watch the episodes on YouTube. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Isla Lobo's live and direct from Taylor Swift Eras Tour. That's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one.